pleasure to welcome back Bill Murphy with us here today on the show at Gata.org and La Metropole Cafe.
Thanks.
So much going on here to discuss, and I wanted to lead off today with comments from Hugo Salinas Price. He is just one of our perennial silver superstars, if you will, and he's made some interesting comments, quoted twice on Gata.org this week, looking for a lot of trouble with reserve currency for the precious metals to be restored to their proper place as, you know, the kings of currencies. Any thoughts there?
Well, there's no finer guy going than Hugo Salinas Price. He's, you know, one of the wealthiest and most highly regarded people in all of Mexico, and has followed God and given us support for many, many years and come to our conferences, and we love the guy, and there's nobody smarter than he is, and he has a track record to prove it, and I hope he's right about, you know, what he's talking about in terms of the precious metals. I know they're so cheap, and it's really overdue to have the prices really take off.
Yeah, no, he points out that Jerome Powell, our relatively new Federal Reserve Chairman here in the U.S., there's very little he can do. He's convinced that the Reserve Chairman, and this is a quote, is in a box. He's boxed himself into essentially a corner. It's an insoluble problem. There's just no way to avoid creating more credit. And we all know that's just fancy economics lingo for firing up the printing presses.
The Fed came out and was much more dovish than anybody thought, even, and there were some people thinking that way, but much more so, and dollars getting hit, and gold is taking off after this report, at least initially here, and it's very rare that we get this after Fed speak. Normally they love to kill it, so this is really, I think, surprised a lot of people that they're that bullish. They're talking about no interest rates hikes this year. It's a very positive development for gold and silver.
You know, I think you could make a case that this is just one side of the coin, just half of the equation. Because if we look on the other side, there's, you know, the European economic ministers. They're not talking dovish, are they, Bill Murphy? I mean, they're talking heading the other way, you know, with higher rates on their agenda. That's going to improve the prospects, as we saw last week in the euro, which spiked and broke out of a trading range. That euro slash dollar trade is probably the most important relationship, you might say, in the currency world. And I think that bodes well for precious metals, and which are still priced in U.S. dollars. Any comments?
Well, you know, gold are going up and down. I mean, the dollar's been going up and down and up and down. And some days gold's reacting to it now, and some days it's not. And you're absolutely correct. I mean, in terms of importance, in terms of really gold market, a big tailwind. So we'll have to see. Of course, from my standpoint, as you might know what I have to say, the most important thing is how much physical gold or silver does the gold cartel or J.P. Morgan have to stop these markets from going where they should have gone a long time ago. Each time we get going, they stop it. They raid the thing, the prices, and that to me is the real key.
You know, Craig Hemke, one of our favorites here, and a good friend of Gata and Sprott, he agrees with you, and he's looking for more quantitative easing. He points out that as interest rates are cut by the Federal Reserve, the last time a similar scenario came to pass, the metals just, and I quote, soared. He makes a compelling case for this at SprottMoney.com on their blog. Any comments there?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing that hasn't been talked about that much lately is the yield of the 10-year T-note keeps going down. It's down at 2.57% the last time I looked, maybe lower now. And that doesn't forebode a great economy and things going well in the U.S., as many in the mainstream keep, you know, telling people. So it makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay, moving on here. You may remember the Liberty Dollar. I think it was Bernard von Notthaus. All the trouble he found himself in there for supporting real money, as I believe they actually minted their own silver dollars. Today, you know, nobody really thinks about it. I'm the only podcaster out there who hasn't created their own silver money, right? There's a lot of interest now in Live Oak, Florida, for these original silver-backed Liberty dollars. We've heard about this, Bill Murphy, out west, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, and others who are now accepting, many of them, Bitcoin as well as real money, gold and silver, taxes and other for other payments. Is this a theme that's important, or is this just a novelty, an anomaly?
That's a really good question. I mean, the more it goes that way, the better in my book, but I think it's more of a novelty or something at least that's going to take many, many years to be more than that, and I wish everybody the best of luck that's doing it and hope it goes well. But, you know, it's hard to imagine having it any real effect on the gold-silver prices.
Let's shift over to the geopolitical arena. You know, we're reading at GATA.org and GoldSeek. Hong Kong is spending billions of dollars, approximately $6.5 billion, defending its peg to the U.S. dollar, to the reserve currency. It's one of those undercurrents that's, I think, difficult for the everyday investor to wrap their minds around. Do you expect at some point for the yuan and for other key currencies in that six currency basket, the reserve currency the dollar is in, to eventually unravel this odd carry trade-like scenarios that still exist out there? And what might that mean for the precious metals?
Well, there's a lot of people right now that believe that it's very important for gold to go up, that the Chinese yuan gets stronger. And it's some days it trades like that, and it seems to be very important. Other days it doesn't make any difference. Again, from my standpoint, it's all what the gold cartel can do. And I know that a while back, people were talking about how gold was trading with the yen. And then that faded, and it's the yuan. And then it goes in circles. And I think that these things are all important issues, but the big one will be the physical market in gold and silver, and do the bad guys have enough to keep the prices down where they are, or are they finally going to have to retreat? And I'm hoping that that's what's coming soon.
All right, and maybe end the discussion today with just a touch of economic levity, if there is such a thing. At GATA, they discuss an article from CNBC where it turns out the Fed chairman informed the public on 60 Minutes interview that he cannot be removed from office by our POTUS. He's just convinced that the president can't reverse his decision to bring Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell into office at the head of the economic think tank there.
You never know what President Trump's going to do, that's for sure. At least try. And by the way, you mentioned Bernard. I wish him well. I had lunch with him here in Dallas many, many years ago when he was around, going around promoting the Liberty Dollar. He's a good man.
He was one of the first guests on the show. It was Bill Murphy, Mark Faber, Jim Rogers, and Bernard von Nothaus. All right, my friend, we always appreciate your help.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye.
The blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. GoldSeek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Atmex and Sprott.com. OneGold holds physical gold and silver metals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. OneGold uses Vault Chain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals, distributed ledger, and blockchain technology. Vault Chain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through OneGold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, OneGold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. Vault Chain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.